Sit down, Chris. Labor and Commerce will now come to order. It is 3:25 on February 23rd. With us, we have Representative Miller, Representative Thompson, Representative Holmes, Representative Sadler, Representative Johnson, myself, Chair Olson. We've had one member who ultimately had a conflict and has left the committee. That's Representative Seaton. He has been replaced by Representative Chenault, who is not with us yet, but I suspect will be here shortly. Please turn off your cell phones, Blackberries. We haven't had any donuts yet this year, but we're waiting. Have one item on the calendar. It's House Bill 164. We took it up a couple days ago, and I think we've got Linda Hall here to come back up. I believe she finished her presentation, but we didn't get down to questions from the committee. Welcome back, Ms. Hall.
Thank you.
Mrs. Hall. Ms. Hall.
I probably didn't get him.
Director Hall.
There are some people I request call me Madam Director.
Madam Director?
Madam Director. I understand one of my colleagues in another state requested to be called that, and I was rather taken aback. But
how's it working out for her?
She's not there any longer.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the reason. One never knows.
So.
So with that, I'll be more serious. For the record, I'm Linda Hall, Director of the Division of Insurance, and I'm here today to, I'd like to speak to one issue that came up toward the end of the meeting on Monday, if I may, Mr. Chairman. It's Section 78 in the bill. Page 49. There was some discussion and some questions that we had on this section. I believe it was Representative Johnson had some questions about what this meant, how it would be applied. And after some additional discussion with my life and health expert, she's also an actuary, I think I can do a better explanation to you about what it actually means, and I have had discussion with someone else who had concerns about it. But what this particular, today in our statute, as I described to you on Monday, an employer cannot cancel their group health insurance policy and then make contributions to an individual employee's insurance costs. I think I used the example, you cancel your group insurance but I'm going to pay you a couple hundred dollars a month that you can use toward health insurance. That violates our current statutes. It violates our small group laws. It's a way to get around the guaranteed issue and a rating guarantees that are in our small group laws. And the history of this goes back to it was a number of years, I think the early 90s, and when the definitions of group insurance went into play. What this provision does, actually, is to open that up so under certain circumstances it would allow the employer to do what I just described you can't do under current statute. It opens up the ability to, if you've never had insurance, if you've never provided insurance, and you want to, for example, start health reimbursements accounts. They're called HRAs, but they're health reimbursement accounts. The employer could do that and contribute money to those. If you have a break in insurance, you cancel your insurance and 6 months down the road, so that you're not just canceling and sending your employees out to get their own insurance, which will, particularly if they have pre-existing conditions, cost more. After a break in 6 months, you would be able to do something similar. It also, and probably to me, one of the things that you can't do currently that employers would like to do is to find ways to help part-time or seasonal employees. Today, you would not be able to take them and do really any contribution to health insurance outside the group laws if they're not eligible for your group. And sometimes there are so many hours requirements, various eligibility requirements. Again, you would be able to take those seasonal employees and contribute to an HRA for them. So I think actually the intent of this is to open this up to make more possibilities than currently exist under statute, where we have had to go out and say, hey, you can't do this, you have to abide by our group laws.
Follow-up? Are you new question?
No.
Are you
this sure? This is simple. Are you sure?
I would never swear on anything, but I yes, Representative through the chair, Representative Johnson, I am as sure as I can be. Yes.
She's pretty good. That's all I can.
Broken.
Yeah. That's. I'll accept that, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Holmes?
I'm still waiting for 70 pages of insurance language, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions for Director Hall? Thanks again, Director.
Thank you.
Are you going to stay around for about 5 minutes?
Absolutely. And I would reiterate the statement that I made on Monday. If questions come up and you would like to talk to me about any provisions of the bill, as I acknowledge it's a very long bill, it's a complex bill. I've tried to break it up in ways that make it more understandable, but I realize that's very difficult. I would be happy to meet or talk with anybody who's interested in doing that. Thank you.
With that, I'm going to open it up to the public. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? Seeing none, do we have anybody online? As tempting as it is to roll this bill out right now, I'm going to hold it over till Monday to give everybody. It's a 78-page bill. It warrants a few more days of review. But I believe that was the only item we had on the calendar today because we thought it was going to take about 2 hours. So with that, we're going to adjourn at 3:35.
Holy cow.